Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, today's discussion is revolved around the news surrounding Evgeny Vitishko, the environmental activist who was sentenced to 3 years in prison for protecting a unique forest in the Sochi region in Russia, where the governor was planning to build his residency. And he was also punished for publicly criticizing the destruction of Sochi's nature for the construction of the Olympics. And today we have Vitaly Servetnik from Friends of the Earth in Russia with us today to discuss the recent events surrounding Vitishko's release. Vitaly, can you tell us what has been going on since the arrest of Vitishko almost 2 years ago?
It was a really long story, and it's continuing until now because Evgeny still in prison, and there are some still possibilities to change the final verdict and everything. He's working in a really beautiful area on the south of Russia with a lot of beautiful nature and rare species. And for sure, it's clear that a lot of people want to have some residences and their private areas at this in this region, and so they have a lot of work to protect like real nature in this region. And one of the cases happened when local governor, officially they denied that it was him, but it's kind of clear for everybody that it was will of regional governor to build a residence in this area, and Vitishko and his colleagues find out about this territory, and for sure they sent a lot of requests in the first place, but then they just came to the territory with fence around to document that there are red species and that there's a legal fence and everything, and even regional prosecutor answered to their request that there are not any fence at this place, but there was a fence, so they just try to go in and document stuff, and also wrote at the fence something like Sanya Vor. It's his name is Alexander, so short name in Russia is Sanya, and that he's chief. And after that, this act was considered as damaging of the property, even if another institution told that there are not any fans at this place. And in the first place, they got conditional sentence. But after that, Vitishko continued to work with issues around Sochi Olympics, and discovered different also cases and violation of nature in this area. And authorities found some formal reasons to change his conditional sentence to real sentence, like he crossed the road in the wrong place, or he came to the police office in another day because of traveling. So they changed his sentence, and then it was a lot of court cases, almost like every month at least one, for different reasons. And so Vitishko spent more than a year in a real prison, in a like colony settlement, and it was a really huge campaign to free him in Russia and also in the world. And also we called groups, four groups to help us, and a lot of groups helped with sends a letter, and some groups sends a letter to embassies, and we had a lot of support from different organizations, and for especially, and we can say that and for sure, like I mean, it's also maybe important to say that in Russia, authorities, they don't really like to show that they change their opinion or decision under the pressure.
Right.
So it's kind of they don't want to show weaknesses of the authorities, and it's really, really, really seldom when authorities do this. So they stand until like everybody was talking about this issue, and finally after we have President Council that several members of this council at the meeting with President Putin up this issue and ask questions about this case, and after that he told them, okay, I will ask our general prosecutor to check with this case once again. And after that, prosecutor changed their mind and then didn't stand on the position that they shouldn't release Evgeny Vitishka. And after that, court made a decision to change his sentence to conditional sentence and let him go from the prison.
Okay. And currently he's, as far as I've read, it said that from today he's supposed to be released within the next 10 days. Is that correct?
Since tomorrow.
Okay.
It will be, if there are, we don't know yet, because if prosecutor applied to like appeal, or they wanted to change something, they could appeal. Maybe we'll,
right.
So we will find out tomorrow, really.
But it is looking hopeful, at least, the fact that this information has been released internationally. So it seems as if all eyes are on Russia. And our allies are on Vitishkini, hoping that he can get released soon.
Yeah, we really, really believe in it, because also, you know, like system changed their like opinion about this case. And if you know, in authoritarian country, if authoritarian leader changed his mind and told that you have to check this case again, then it means more or less than the system don't want to keep him anymore.
Okay. And what
maybe it's also a question, maybe if we will talk too much that we defeat authorities, maybe it will become a problem again.
Right.
We don't know. But anyway, it's a really great victory.
Absolutely.
As a civil society and environmental movement in Russia, and also international environmental movement. So we're really happy for Evgeny and for society in general, and looking forward with hope.
It's wonderful news, and I want to know, what is the feeling now in Russia in regards to environmental activism? Do they feel more encouraged to continue their work? Are they afraid? Do they feel empowered?
It's kind of controversial, maybe, because for sure situation became worse and worse, like every year, even every day, and we have this bizarre law about foreign agents, so like NGOs that receiving any foreign support, and it says act politically, but it means that anything that NGO can do, like influence to public opinion, or arrange any public actions, give advices to the authorities, so like all the work that NGO does, then those organizations will mark as a foreign agent, and they have some problems with communication with authorities, some difficulties with going to the schools. Also, there are more paperwork that they have to do, and we have already more than 100 organizations, NGOs on this list, and 20 of them as environmental organizations. And it's already less than a half, but in the beginning it was organizations that are working with nuclear issues. It's probably one of the difficult issues in Russia at this moment.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of difficulties for NGOs, and for sure many organizations was closed down because they don't want to be a foreign agent, because in Russian context it also means something similar to like a spy.
I see.
It also comes from Soviet Union, from Stalin time, when there was enemy of the state, enemy of the people. So it's sounds something like similar, and there are federal channels that saying that NGOs, it's not a really good thing, especially who criticize authorities. So it's quite difficult. But at the same time, we can see people on the like global lower level, grassroots level, that organize themselves more actively. Even if they just started with like recycling issues, like simple issues to protect their garden or something, but growing in some groups and more youth includes this work. So there, I mean, it's became more difficult, more and more difficult. But there is still some groups of development also. So there is still some hope.
Yes, absolutely. It sounds very complicated, and of course there are a lot of challenges ahead. But at least we can say now that we are hopeful, and we're celebrating the fact that Vitish Knos will hopefully be released within the next few days. And thank you very much for sharing this insight with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you to all the four groups that was involved also in this work and solidarity actions.
Thank you, and we will be keeping up with the updates on Vitish Knos' release. So, yep, thanks again.
Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fo-Wai.